ancora singer soul. Le cine vorto e stepping in prosa. CGM TV.
Hello and welcome to Living Life. May you be nourished in your time in God's Word today. Today is January 30th, and we are continuing with 1 Corinthians chapter 12. You know, we have a lot of young people in our church who say the common things that they say is, I just want a community, in a sense that the college students want to be with other fellow college students. Young singles want to meet with other young singles. If you have young children, they want to hang out with other parents of young children. You know, they just want to be with people in a similar life stage, background, and they can share common things together and common interests together. And according to Paul, the real community is not based on similar interests or life stage. The real community as a church is the most unique organization on earth because it brings completely different people into one. So how's that take place? What is a church like? And what is the part you play inside the church? Let's go into our text today to examine it together.
First Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 20. The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts. And though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many. If the foot should say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. And if the ear should say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has arranged the parts in the body, every one of them, just as He wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body.
In our text today, Paul is emphasizing the unity in diversity concept when it comes to the church community. Look down at verse 12. It says, "Just as a body, though one has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ." So two things he's emphasizing here, the unity and the diversity. First, the unity of the community, that we're one body. Verse 13 says, we're all baptized by one Spirit. There's no difference as to what ethnicity you come from, what socioeconomic status you come from, whatever background you come from, no matter who you are, we are all sinners in need of a Savior. So in a sense, gospel is the ultimate leveler because, you know, as one says it, the ground before the cross is level. Wherever you come from, no matter who you are, how much money you have, what kind of status you have, we are all sinners in need of a Savior. We need the grace of Jesus. And something, the unity is not an achievement to work towards, but unity of the church is something that's been already achieved for us by Jesus' death on the cross. When Jesus died on the cross, He died for all who will come to believe in Him. So that's the unity of the church that's emphasized. Second, Paul emphasizes the diversity of the church as well. Verse 14, it says, "Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many." I mean, there's so many different parts, so many parts in your body. Just think about your body, how many parts there are. Paul emphasizes that if the whole body is a ear, then we cannot smell. If the whole body is a nose, then we cannot see. So if the body, all the parts in your body had one function, a similar function, then it will make for a very dysfunctional body. So we have all these different parts in our body with different function and different roles. In other words, there is a role or a function that you play in the church community. Not everyone can do what you do. Not everyone can bring what you bring to the table. Not everyone is gifted like you are. You are uniquely gifted in a diverse way to really, and so we want to celebrate the unity and the diversity. You matter in the church community because you are a member or a body part in the whole body of Christ. So which is more important, unity or diversity? The answer is both are equally important, because if you emphasize unity too much and sacrifice diversity, you're basically saying everyone needs to be equal and everyone needs to be same. So we're trying to fit everyone into our singular mold, and we're trying to fit everyone into our shape and mold. But, you know, we don't celebrate diversity enough, that's what's going to happen. But if you, conversely, if you stress on diversity too much, that means, you know, everyone can be independent, and it could bring in this sinful attitude of independence where people start saying, I don't need you, I don't need you, I don't need other people, I can be fine by myself. But that's not a healthy way as well. So you need both the unity and diversity. I love this quote by D.A. Carson, kind of stresses this importance of community. Here's what he says. He says, the church is made up of natural enemies. What binds us together is not common education, common race, common income levels, common politics, common nationality, common accents, common jobs, or anything else of that sort. Christians come together because they have all been saved by Jesus Christ. They are a band of natural enemies who love each other for Jesus' sake. That's what really brings us together as a community, our common bond in Jesus Christ. So when we're looking for a community that is founded on anything other than Jesus, for example, if we're just looking for our college friends or young adult single friends or people that we can share our parenting struggles with, these are all good communities, but it's a very shallow community because it's based on temporary foundations. Our commonalities change over time, and when that commonalities change, most relationships don't last. For example, if your relationship, your community is based on this brothers or guys playing basketball together, one guy can get injured severely, blow out his knee, and then you know you don't see that guy ever again because he's not able to play basketball together. Relationships based on eating out together changes over time. Relationships based on same company changes if you change jobs. Relationship based on having kids in the same activities changes if you take out that kid from the activities, will be gone. These are all common bonds that will be gone when the common bond is gone. So community is as strong as a foundation is built upon. And what Paul is stressing in our passage is that our community, the community of Church of Jesus, is as strong as any other community on earth because we are based on, our commonality is based on our salvation in Jesus Christ alone. And so we can be very different, but in Jesus, we are brought as one. And this is the most eternal and enduring community that one can find on earth. In closing, there's this famous story from World War I when Germans and Allies were fighting each other to death. And in 1914, there's a famous story called Christmas Truce of 1914 when Germans and Allies were matching each other. And in the middle, there's this place called No Man's Ground. And people were dying, thousands of people dying every single day. And during on that Christmas night, someone on either side started singing Silent Night, and so all the people joined in. They started singing Christmas hymns together, and they started exchanging gifts. So 100,000 soldiers from both sides came out, and they met in the middle, in No Man's Ground, exchanged gifts. It says that they even played soccer together. So for that one temporary night, there's this peace and unity between the most bitter enemies, and that's what gospel does to us. Who are the enemies that you think of in your mind, in your church community? Who are the people that you can't get along with? Who are these people that are so different from you? And the gospel of Jesus is so powerful that it levels all the ground and it brings you together. It brings reconciliation and peace. It brings a truce eternal truths between you and our enemy. So let's really be part of this beautiful community of Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we ask that, Lord, just thank you for the community that we have in Jesus Christ. Help us to experience the unity that we have in your Son, and help us to experience the diversity that you have given us. Even though we are so different, even though we are natural enemies, Lord, because of Jesus, you have brought us together as one. So help us to experience this beautiful reconciliation in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
For a single soul, reaching farther and stepping in closer.